T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Stu Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. An hour from now, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. We got a spicy one today. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit here. Trey Turner, do you expect an MVP-level season in his second year in Philadelphia? And, of course, the Eagles' offense. Sirianni still talking about meshing the offenses here between Kellen Moore and his. Hugh wants him nowhere near it. And I say, well, he's going to have some say in this offense. And he's the head coach with an offensive background. I don't think it's ridiculous he has some say in how this thing looks. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to what Sirianni had to say here about Jalen Hurts coming up in just a couple minutes. But I don't know if you saw this, Hugh. Ike chiming in as he listens. He was not exactly a ring endorsement of your acting skills there. He said that was terrible.
Is that what he just said?
Yeah.
Is that, no, he was talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that hurts.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, because you fancy yourself an actor, so.
Ike trying to put you in your place, man.
Wow. Wow. You know what, Ike? This is the one time that I don't need like the hard truths to be told to me, man. Let me have this. Just let me have, like, there's a lot of stuff that you can, you know, you can tell me that I'm wrong on, but don't, let me have this one, dog. Don't do me like that. Just let me have this. Let me have this.
I mean, again, I'm letting you have
and let
it.
Let me big time, Joe. Like talking about
you, big time. You big time, man. I mean,
I got like humbled you.
I got totally big timed. I don't know the Hollywood life, right? I don't know what
don't
it's
know
like.
This. You don't know what it's like to walk on the red carpet, Joe. You don't know nothing about.
Well, hold on.
Technically,
a
I don't either.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how many red carpets you walked down? I watched those awards show. I didn't see any Hugh Douglas down the red carpet. All right, speaking of people that might be on the red carpet, we got two clues out there for you for Hugh's Clues. Pair of tickets to Phillies Braves opening night on the line. So 90s movie and two heavy hitter actors were in it. That's your two clues. We'll get you a third one coming up in a little bit. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Ken in Cinnamon said, hey, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, what's Ken. What's up?
Hugh, I actually thought that was pretty good. I mean, on the list of athletes trying to act, that's nowhere near the top of bad.
A good point, Ken. You're right. We've seen sometimes it gets really bad. I mean, you were on the show. They didn't cut your lines. I mean, he made the show.
I think I acted better. Dennis Rodman was in an action movie. His acting was bad. Like, he had some bad acting.
He was.
Hey, Bob Golic was on Saved by the Bell for a couple of years.
And oh, yeah.
Was terrible.
Yes,
so,
I remember that.
You know, I got your back, Hugh. Before we get to Trey Turner, because this is pretty simple, I just have a request. We're 2 days away from the Phillies starting their season. Mm-hmm. Can we please, his name is not Castellanos, okay? He's not a mob boss. His name is not Castellino. He's not a flamenco dancer. The guy's name is Nick Castellanos. Can we please make that a core value for 2024?
We will try, Ken, but it's not easy to reel everybody in on this one.
Ken, I'm going to do my best, man, because I feel like that was directed towards me. That's one of those ones that to me when they say you give a compliment and then you give a critique.
Is that what happened there?
Yeah, I got the compliment first and then I got the critique.
So, not so much you. The one it's the Castellanos one that drives me crazy. Because
I'm going to work on it, man. I'm going to work on it.
I do got to say, if you're trying to rein in Herb, like, it's just not going to happen.
Well, Herb don't even listen to us.
Yeah, you're right. And you would think, Ken, this is year three of this player in this uniform. It's not like he just got here. We probably should nail this one down at some point soon.
He did have 100 RBIs last year.
He did.
That's all I'm saying.
He did. So, all right, what do you think about Trey? You expecting MVP, Trey?
Well, listen, the guy has been in the top 11 of the MVP voting three times.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to win a Silver Slugger this year at shortstop. Since he was handing out Silver Sluggers, I'm going to give one to somebody who's actually got a chance to get it.
Another one.
You know, he had two bad months last year, Joe. And what I don't know what your axe to grind with Trey Turner is that you go out of your way to apologize for Kyle Schwarber, you know, having, you know, 80 strikeouts by June 1st and hitting 160, but you're ready to bury Trey. You were already giving Trey Turner away last year by June. And if you're going to focus on the first 2 months of the season when he was struggling to find his way, you have to focus on the last 2 months. Well, August and September, he was the best player on the team.
I agree with that. It's not an axe to grind. They're two different kinds of players to me, Ken. I mean, a power hitting slugger that walks, that guy ages well. Like, his skill set's not going to diminish. Shortstops age poorly. I mean, it's just historically they don't last defensively, and when they start going down offensively, middle infielders tend to go down fast. So that was my concern. Now, you're right. August, September, he was amazing. Ken, does it concern you that it's three straight years the numbers are in decline?
Well, no, because it's not really three straight years. I mean, like he batted .329 in 2022 or 2021 for the Dodgers. So, I mean, and he was Silver Slugger in 2022 for the Dodgers. So it's not really three straight years. I think you're over-exaggerating that. Last year, his first half hurt his overall season numbers so bad that what we saw in the second half after the standing ovation that Jack Fritz takes credit for gratuitously, even though Joe DeCamera actually said it first. That was more of the Trey Turner that I think we're used to seeing. And I did not expect to see Jimmy Rollins type of defense out of him at shortstop. I know who he is as a player.
Right.
But I do think it's notable, and Alec Bohm has admitted doing the same thing. When you're struggling at the plate, you can take those bad at-bats into the field. When you struggle in the field, you can take those bad plays to the plate. And that kind of feeds on itself. So,
I agree with that. I mean, I know you saw it in his face last year, Ken. I mean, I think the defensive stuff really frustrated him. Ken, it's a good phone call. And I think it's fair to point out that 2 years ago his numbers were outrageous, and then they've come down the last couple years. Yes, if he here's what I think most people would like from Trey and take. Just smooth it out, right? It was so bizarre.
Just wherever you're going to be, just be consistent, because it was a little bit of a roller coaster ride, no question about that. But I think this year, it's going to be a little bit of that. And you had the disruption of the World Baseball Classic. And I tell you what, man, for me personally, having him here because he was the hottest name in free agency at the time, and then having what he did in the World Baseball Classic, it just kind of compounded everything for me. And then coming back here and just struggling the way that he did mightily early on, it just kind of was like, well, dang, what happened to the cat in the World Baseball Classic? Where was he at? Where is that guy? So that's what it was for me. So hopefully now with no pressure, that just get off to a consistent start, man, and just go slow and steady. You can even get off to a somewhat of a slow start, but just keep ticking up. Just be on the uptick.
Yeah, he could blend in a little bit more this year. I mean, you can only blend in so much when you're a $300 million player on a team that's expected to win a lot of games. But, yeah, it's not quite the spotlight as it was last year. He was the new guy last year. He was supposed to take the team from in the World Series to even better. And then it didn't happen for the first 4 months. I mean, that is for sure. Let's go to M in Virginia talking Sirianni. What's up, M?
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
Good, M. What are you thinking?
All right, so I got a question for y'all. Mm-hmm. If your job was on the line, would you leave it in the hands of someone else?
I would not. No, I would try to make sure if I'm going down, I'm going down, you know, on my own volition type of thing.
Especially when you were hired over a guy and now he's underneath you waiting to step up, correct?
Hey, ma'am, that's a really interesting point to this that I think isn't brought up enough. Yeah, Sirianni got the job. They also interviewed Kellen Moore at that same time for the job. And now Kellen Moore's underneath Nick Sirianni. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
Yeah, so I feel like that Nick Sirianni should have influence in the offense, because, I mean, if he fails, say Kellen Moore fails on purpose or, you know, barely, you know, then he gets the job, Nick Sirianni's gone. I would rather have say-so in my future than
in your demise. You want to have say-so in your demise, huh?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, right. I mean, otherwise you're just going to sit there and say, like, what did I just do? I just wasted the last year there. And give us a guess for Hughes Clues. What movie is Hugh talking about?
Philly sports, a league of their own.
League of their own. That's a fun
guess. That's not a bad guess,
to be totally
honest.
It's a fun guess. Yeah, it's a good guess, actually. That's not it, but I liked Em's guess there. It's a good point he brought up. I mean, and Sirianni's got to wrestle with this, obviously, in his own head. Like, Moore is here to help him. If it succeeds, yeah, we might not give all the credit to Sirianni, but at least he's probably going to keep his job. If it fails, they're all out.
Yeah. I mean, there is some, you know, he's tethered to Sirianni. But, okay, say for instance, this offense does play extremely well, which we anticipated doing. Then who gets the credit? Like, that's going to be the issue. And you have to lean. I have to think that a lot of people, even if I don't care what Coach Sirianni says, that most people are going to lean more towards Coach Moore.
But he gets to keep his job, though. Sirianni's not getting fired if they're really – they win 13 games, he's back next year.
Yeah, but I think it also plays into what we thought Coach Sirianni was all this time. This is a bad spot to be in. I mean, it is. And I don't care how we try to spin it or how he tries to spin it, that he's comfortable. Because if this team has the success that we think they can have, it's not going to be because of you.
Well, I think now that we've kind of removed ourselves from the Super Bowl season when they got there, then I don't think we realized how much important Steichen was, right? Yeah. And then he left. It's almost like you're changing the equation. The variables change here. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Hugh, I get your point. I mean, if they have a big-time offensive year, what are people going to say? Well, okay,
they ain't got nothing to do with you.
Right, it worked with Steichen. It worked with Moore. It didn't work without those guys. Yeah, it won't be on Sirianni. I just feel like it's asking a lot for him to have no say. I'm trying to put myself in the room. They're planning the offense. Moore is at, you know, he's putting film up of
his install,
right? His place. He's putting film up of the Cowboys from 3 years ago and Dak and Zeke, because they have Saquon now. And so, what is Sirianni going to do? And not say anything?
No,
like, I like that one. I don't like that one.
You know
Let's use
funny?
That one.
You know what's funny? I feel like I could just see Coach Moore calling, say, Jalen. Hey, Jalen, we're going to do this offense, da-da-da-da. And Coach Sirianni in the background talking about, no, I don't think we're going to run that. No, he can't do that, Joe. You have
but
to.
But he's the head coach.
But you have to let this offense evolve. I think the one of the problems that this offense had last year, it was stagnant.
Yeah.
It was predictable.
Oh, it was.
So, whose watch did that happen on?
Well,
what can you tell? Like, with all due respect, if I'm Coach Moore, I'm looking at Coach Sirianni, I'd be like, dog, let me go ahead and have this.
Let me cook here?
Let me go ahead and get this, because we saw your creativity. Like, with all due respect. And, like, you know, if you say all due respect, it makes it don't sound so bad. With all due respect, Coach, we saw the outcome of your six-game stint towards the end of the year. Let me get this. Let me get this offense right. Let me get this offense back on track. Because I think the part of the thing in the NFL is this. You can't be predictable. And a lot of times, like, this is why when I hear people say there wasn't a problem in the locker room, I don't know if I wholeheartedly believe that.
Well, Howard just told us that an hour ago. He checked it out.
I don't know. I mean, because it doesn't answer questions. The one thing that when I talked to players, that they told me, and they didn't say it in a malicious way. They just, it is what it is. They said we were predictable. Like, to the point where you would ask, say, hey, so what happened? Hey, man, we were game planning for this, and they came out, and they ran the defense that so-and-so ran, or you know, the same defense. Like, they were doing concepts and things that they never did because we couldn't stop it. That's predictability right there. This is a copycat league. That's the one thing that I remember being told my first couple of weeks in the league. Hey, man, if you don't stop it, you're going to see it every week. Mm. And guess what the Eagles saw every week? Teams running defenses that they weren't comfortable running. They did that all the time. And we struggle with that. That's on Coach Sirianni's watch. So why would I want Coach Sirianni, with all due respect, to be in there charting plays or drawing up schematics when you didn't even do it last year? You couldn't have done it last year, Joe. You couldn't have done it last year.
Or he did, and he stunk at it. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. We don't exactly know. I don't know why he's here if he has no say in the offense. I don't. What is
he's the culture?
Role?
He's the culture. What's the word? The culture cultivator.
Yeah, they could find a motivational speaker.
No,
anytime
I didn't say
they
motivator.
Want.
I said cultivator. He cultivates the culture.
So he's reshuffling core values.
That's what he said.
Reshuffling.
I'm going by what you told me. I'm not trying to, you know, add any fuel to the fire or be disrespectful.
That's not a head coach.
That's what you told me.
Yeah, that's
you told
me. Camp
you
counselor. Yeah, that's a camp counselor.
Camp counselors have a lot of pull. Well, back then they did.
Yeah. All right. Know. Speaking of leaders and people that have pull, here's Sirianni on Jalen Hurts earlier today, because that's a big part of all this. Sirianni, Hurts, their relationship, what happened last year, how they move forward. Sirianni early today at the coach's breakfast on Hurts.
I think the relationships, as far as that, it's, you know, when you're going through a tough times, all relationships are tested, right? When you're going through stretches where, you know, so that's not just my relationship with Jalen's relationship with everybody, and that's everybody's relationship when you're going through rocky times as far as what your results. But we stuck, you know, you got to just stick to the process of what you do and understand that your process will take you through, and eventually if you got the right pieces in place, that will help you break through. So we're in constant communication. I try to be in constant communication with all the guys on our team, because it's not just my relationship with the quarterback that's important. It's my relationship with the entire group.
All right, so there's Sirianni on Hurts this morning, that they're in constant communication. But what about the leadership aspect of all this? Who steps up now? No Kelce, no Fletcher. They've lost a lot. They've brought in some good players and maybe some leaders like Saquon, but what have they lost? A lot. Who steps up in the absence of those guys? Here's what Sirianni said this morning.
Yeah, leadership's going to be really important. You know, it's going to be really important, especially when you lose two guys like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, who I can't say enough good things about. I mean, the style of play that they've brought for so long, and also the leadership that they brought. But leadership is going to be important, and that's not just Jalen's going to have even more with Jason stepping out. Landon's going to have more. Jordan Mailata is going to have more. It's going to take a lot of guys to fill the void of the leadership on that offensive side of the ball that Jason Kelce provided, and so that's important. That's just as like. Talent is so important, right? We know that the talent's so important, but your culture and your leadership, I mean, those lead to special things.
He brought up Jalen right away there, right? He's asked about leadership, and the first name, Jalen.
Yes, because he's the guy that you feel like is going to have to take the leadership mantle more so than he has before, even though, you know, there was a big speech, a rousing speech, that Jason Kelce had given him the reins of the team. He has to take it even more. He does have to do that.
Yeah, he threw some other names in there afterwards, Landon and Mailata, but it was obvious. I mean, that the first answer out of his mouth there is about Jalen Hurts and the leadership. Let's go back to the phones here. Babs is up next. Hey, Babs.
Hey, you guys. How are you? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, Babs. How
you
doing?
We appreciate it. What's up? What are you thinking today?
So I have two reasons to call. Number one, I just wanted to tell Hugh that you make my day. I look forward to driving in the car every morning just to hear you. You crack me up. And I really appreciate your perspective on football. I've learned a lot listening to you. I started watching football when it was you and Trotter and Dawkins. And I just, they're just the good old days. And I really appreciate hearing you every morning.
And thank you, Kyle, for keeping it in perspective. And thank you very much for listening.
Absolutely. And I was glad you guys touched on Sirianni, because ironically, this morning I was driving to the gym and I heard just a little snippet of him saying that someone had asked him the difference between Brian Johnson and Kellen Moore's strategies. And he said something to the effect that he thinks they have the same strategy, but he's not really sure because he hasn't been sitting in on the meetings because he obviously has so many other obligations. And I was like, wait, what? What did he just say? Like,
Babs, before you go on, I heard the same thing. And I was wondering, what other obligations? You're the head coach of the Eagles.
His obligation was to miss the family picture when he took with the other coaches. I'm obligated to miss that.
What is this guy doing?
Exactly. I don't know. I was telling when they screened the call, I was like, yeah, I'm so hyped up for the season. And I really thought when the season ended last year that I wasn't even going to want to watch. But I've been like just rejuvenated through free agency and just everything going on. And then I heard it this morning and I was just like, I feel completely deflated again. I mean, this guy is just, he should just keep his mouth shut.
Well, he doesn't help himself when he talks.
Well, he's in a position right now where no matter what he says, it's you're going to critique it even more so because of the way that the season ended.
Of course.
I mean, that's just the reality of it. And when you say stuff like, I haven't been in the meeting, or I'm not taking a picture because I forgot. Like, that's compounded. That's just like anything else that you do in any other job. When you say stuff like that or you miss certain things, people looking at you sideways.
Yeah, their eyebrows are raised, for sure, Babs. Babs, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues here. What are you thinking on this one?
So I was going to say League of Their Own, and then someone else said it, so I'm going to go with Jerry Maguire.
Well, that's a good one.
Jerry Maguire's a great guess. Babs, that's not it. Call again. That's a great guess there. I feel like, Hugh, we're getting a little bit closer. A little bit closer to this answer. People have thrown out some big ones there. All right, yes, Sirianni did say that this morning, that he had other obligations or things to do. What's going on here?
Somebody need to ask you, what you got going on, Coach, besides trying to get this damn football team back together? What is more important than that, the way this team collapsed down
there? It does give off the sense that he's not part of the planning of the offense. Like, if Kellen Moore's meeting with whoever he's meeting with and you're not there, what is your role here?
Yeah, you're a culture cultivator.
Camp counselor.
You're like a camp. Wait a minute, hold up now, because I just got a text from Rhea. Like, Clark is about to graduate from junior camp counselor. What is it? Let me see. To camp counselor this summer. So that's a big Clark, if you're listening, congratulations, man. Don't be like our head coach of the football team. Be accountable and be on time and be punk and take the picture.
With the other camp counselors.
Take the picture with the other camp counselors, man. Take the picture.
So you know what I heard when you said that?
What?
The next head coach of the Eagles is Clark.
No, Clark gonna be someone doing taxes, man. He's gonna do some rich people taxes.
Well, if he's right now, he's on the level of Sirianni. He's camp counselor. I'm just saying, if you're not involved in the offense, you're not involved in the defense, you're missing the picture. What are you doing?
Setting the schedule for today.
Setting the schedule.
Calisthenics.
If you set the schedule, you better be on time. you set the schedule.
You're doing the calisthenics. You're making sure the stretches are correct and stuff like that.
This is going to be quite a year with the Philadelphia Eagles, because if it's
going to be a fun year.
Yeah, of course. And if it all works well, we're going to say, this is great. This is the right formula. And if it doesn't, it's going to be like, what did they try to do?
See, this is the thing, though, man. It's when you put yourself in a situation where it's alluded, or you've alluded to the fact that you're relinquishing power, the one thing you can't not be is unaccounted for. Like, in everything that, in my opinion.
In the picture.
In everything that you do, Joe. Like, you know, being a guy that's been in trouble a few times, you know, there's certain ways that you got to move differently. You have to let people know that you take what you do very, very seriously. And one of them is taking the picture. And if you're not going to take the picture, at least be a little bit more transparent of why you missed the picture. You know what I mean?
And I mean, if you say I had a family obligation, everyone leaves it alone.
That's it. But when you say you forgot... That reeks of irresponsibility.
It's
like, seriously,
it's bizarre.
It does. It's like, oh, dog, my bad. I'm down here in Orlando, and I forgot to take the picture, kind of like I did last year to forget to take the picture.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, that's come on, man. You can't do that.
I wish he was in the picture. I mean, I mean, he's a head coach.
We are kind of making a big deal about the picture, though.
All right, we are. Okay, but it's the second straight year.
if you missed the picture
last year, wouldn't you make sure you're in the picture this year?
Yes, it's a little bit over the top, but that's the things you do when you get in trouble, man. You got to be accounted for all things. You have to be there.
Plus, I know he said he's not nervous, but this might be his last picture. Yeah, I mean, you gotta get
this
in.
This may be my last time. Maybe my last time. I don't know.
Like, if Andy misses the picture, if Kyle Shanahan misses the picture, like, I'll just do it next year. If I'm Sirianni, I'm like...
You might need that memory, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna frame this one. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll give you clue number three here for Hugh's Clues. A pair of tickets. Phillies, Braves, Saturday night, opening night on the line here. Your guesses, your expectations for Trey Turner. Is he going to have an MVP caliber season? And you can weigh in on the Sirianni stuff as well. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, coming up at 1. You know we do. The Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. I am particularly excited for this one. We'll get back to all your phone calls in a minute here. We have to give you a couple more clues for Hugh's Clues as we debate Trey Turner, whether or not he will have an MVP-caliber season in a second. I just want to give a quick shout-out before we go any further, though. One of our callers, Hugh, one of our favorite callers, Mark, the Sledgehammer. Sledgehammer, he's under the weather. He's actually in the hospital right now. So we wish Sledge to get better. And hopefully we talk to him very soon. I think he came out to the game with us last year, the Phillies game.
Okay,
so we had Sledgehammer there.
Prayers up for him then, man.
So we're praying for you, Sledge.
Get well soon, Sledge.
Get better, buddy. And hopefully we'll talk very, very soon. All right, so we're talking about Trey and the idea of him, can he be an MVP caliber player again, which he was. I mean, he's gotten MVP votes in three different years. Obviously didn't last year. Tough start to the season. Came on strong. I don't think that's happening. I think he's a good player at this point in his career, not a great player. Hugh still believes. Mike Lowell, MLB Network, here is his take on Trey Turner's kind of an X factor for the Philly season.
Trey Turner is the type of guy who I just think ignites this whole lineup. He's the type of guy who he brings the speed element, he plays a premium position, and he causes all sorts of problems for pitchers, for the hitters that come after he's on base, a la Bryce Harper. I think he causes those situations to be so much more to the advantage of the Phillies that we'll just put the proof in the pudding. Opening day to August 4th, his slash line, he was hitting .236, had an OPS of about .650. Very un-Trey Turner-like. Guess what? The Phillies were 8 games over .500 through 110 games. The next 52 games, when they give him the standing ovation, Philly fans, sometimes you can give a guy a standing right. ovation, he takes off. He's all of a sudden hits .339, 100 points higher. His OPS went up by 400 points. And the Phillies played 10 games over .500 in the last third of the season. So I think this is an MVP caliber type talent. He brings so much to the table, not only with his bat, but with his speed, his base running, his defense. I think he's the most important player on that team.
Well, he does feel like an X factor. I mean, Hugh, it feels like we could guess Schwarber's season. We could guess Harper's season. I think I can guess Castellanos' season. I mean, boom. Turner's the one. I mean, we saw it last year, Hugh. There's fluctuation. When he's great, and then he wasn't great for a while.
And then the one thing, especially with the bigger base pass that they had last year that they implemented, I thought that he was going to be more of a factor with stealing bases. Somewhere along the line, he really didn't do a whole lot of that last year. I think he can get back to that. That's where his speed, I think, is going to pay huge dividends for this team.
So when he went, he made it. He was 30 for 30. I mean, he was perfect stealing bases. It's just, I think a lot of people were with you, Hugh, thinking 40 or 50, right? He would try 40 or 50 times. He only attempted 30 stolen bases last year. Now, part of that may have been he wasn't on base very often early in the season.
Yeah, and then he probably was a little uncomfortable. You know, just like I said, that comfortable thing means a lot, I feel like, especially in baseball. It means a lot, and I don't think he was. But this year, because we talked about that, and we talked about his ability when we talked to him in training camp to steal bases.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 30 is not nothing to sneeze at. But when you talk about guys that were stealing 40 and 50 bases, like Acuña was was out there. Yeah, he was out there wilding. So, yeah, I expect him to be in that stratosphere.
So I also wonder with Trey if part of it is his age. If you look at his stolen base attempts the last 5 years, it's dropped from like 50, mid-50s to low-50s to upper-40s. He only took off, not made, right, because he almost makes it every time. Like, he's one of the most efficient base stealers in baseball history. But he only tried 30 times last year. Hugh, that was kind of bizarre. I wonder if it's because he's aging, he's trying to preserve his body, because he used to run more. Like, when he was younger, he took off, you know, close to 60 times in a season. Last year was just 30.
Probably some indecisiveness there. You know, not knowing how it was going to play out. Not being comfortable.
Yeah.
Not being comfortable enough.
We'll
so
see.
Hopefully that's not the case this year.
Well, the thing is, it's easy to want him to run because he almost is always safe. I mean,
yeah, he's still fast, though. That's the thing, Joe. He's still a fast run. He's still a fast player.
Yeah, when you look up in baseball history, the highest steal percentage, like in terms of going and making it, he's on that list. Chase Utley was always great at it, but Turner is remarkable at not getting caught on the bases. All right. We got to give you a couple more clues here for Use Clues, but this announcement came down during the last break. Just wanted to make sure this is out there. The Eagles season opener in Brazil will air on Peacock. Now, I'm trying to remember back to the playoff game that was on Peacock, right? That was the Chiefs and the Dolphins, right? That was the one we all jumped in and paid for. I believe that it was on locally, right? If you lived in Kansas City or Miami, I don't think you needed Peacock, right? If you lived in Philadelphia or Bucks County, you did. So I don't know if everyone here is going to need Peacock to watch the Eagles season opener. I think they'll probably air it in the home market.
Well, see, I got it, so I'm cool.
You're good either way.
I got it.
Everyone has it, though.
Yeah, Peacock. It's
You know what I did.
What's that? You canceled it.
I canceled as soon as the game started.
I ain't mad at you.
That month-long thing, and I'm out. All right, Hugh, let's give everyone a couple more clues for Hugh's Clues.
So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you two clues back-to-back, so y'all got to pay attention. So we got things we got to do. We trying to accomplish some things today. Okay. This one, this is clue number three. This one fits into the theme of the week. So think about it like that, people. This one fits into the theme of the week, and this one should be a dead giveaway.
Okay, theme of the week, you know, like maybe on something happened on Thursday.
Maybe.
Okay, so a 90s movie, two heavy hitter actors, it fits the theme of the week, and what's that last clue?
John Kruk was in this movie. The Krucker.
This should give it away.
The real John Kruk? Our John Kruk? The John Kruk.
That guy.
The John Kruk. All right, Krucker was in it, fits the theme of the week, two heavy hitter actors, a 90s movie. 215-592-9494.
I watch people going to Googling.
Of course they're going to Google. And you know what? At this point in the show, it's all right. Jeff is up next on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Fellas, what's happening?
What's going on,
Jeff? What are we feeling today?
Listen, we're going to fix this Kyle Schwarber leadoff, no leadoff right now.
Uh-oh.
What do you got?
Follow me. 47 home runs, 106 RBIs, right?
Yes.
That's because he was leading off. Technically, if somebody was in front of him, 47 home runs, he got 112 RBIs, right?
In theory, yeah. More guys on base could lead to more runs batted in, yes.
Follow me to the third one. He cannot bat lower than third. So if he bat third 47 dingers, the dude is going to be hitting close to 300 RBIs if people want to continue down this road. If he wants to be the leadoff with only 100 RBIs, put him in third. He bats in the first inning. You get your everything out of him. Plus, you got either Turner, Spot, some speed in front of him. People can stop complaining about him clogging the bases because now you got dudes rolling and Schwarber with 300 RBIs.
300 runs batted in?
You followed me to 200. Why can't you follow me to 300?
Well, but Jeff, I mean, no one's ever had even 200.
Listen,
we're going to three.
Listen,
ever.
By your math, he hits 106 RBIs with no one in front of him. Put two people in front of him, you're damn near double or triple his RBI, whether it's going to be 140 or 180 or 200. It's never been done before. Schwarber's never been done before. Old, slow, Barney Rubble body, leaving off. Put him at third. Hit him at third.
Well, where's Bryce hitting?
Bryce is going to, if these dudes do what they do, if Turner gets on or Stott gets on, apparently we have three outs total to use, right? So apparently, Harper is coming up for cleanup, and Schwarber is protecting Harper. They just can't throw anything at Schwarber. Why can't we get this through our heads? They protect each other at three and four with those other.
Yeah,
two
but you
guys
get a couple lefties back to back. I don't love that, Jeff.
We're hitting home runs. That's why you don't have to.
But it's a bit more difficult. You bring a lefty in later in the game, a little more challenging.
Schwarber threw all of that out the window. We're not worried about lefty-righty, remember? Because Schwarber is the unorthodox leader.
He is unorthodox. Jeff, give us a guess here. What movie is you talking about?
Dude, you didn't give me I'm typing right now. Kruk.
Oh, you can't Google it on the air, Jeff. No, you got
cheating is encouraged on your own time.
Yes, but not while you're on the air. I mean, that breaks the line. So how about that prediction for Jeff? You bet Schwarber third, 300 runs batted in.
That was a lot to digest.
300.
In a short period of time. That's a lot.
I'll bet the under on that one. 300 runs batted in.
That's a lot.
considering no one's ever gotten 200 in a season. I think last year the major league leader was Matt Olson in the 130s. I think he was somewhere in the 130s for runs batted in. 300. The Kyle Schwarber leadoff conversation remains my favorite thing in Philadelphia.
Every day. Every day. every day. Like, I was the catalyst for it yesterday. I throw that out there because I mentioned it to Jim Salisbury yesterday. So I threw it out there. But every day, there's a Kyle Schwarber conversation being had about him hitting leadoff, either pro or con. Every day.
Every single day. Black Gritty is up next. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joey Bear Hugh, what it do? Quinn here behind the glass, man. First of all, man, these Hughes clues, these things got to be vetted by an independent specialist, man. These clues be terrible. I can't trust nothing you say. Who's a real actor? Who's not an actor? Who's a singer? Man, these Hughes clues need to be vetted by third party.
Janet Jackson is an actor.
No.
She was Penny in Good Times.
No, she's not an actor.
This is the hill I'm going down.
I agree she's an actor. She can be anything she want to be. She was in Justice. Part of Justice. Y'all forgot about that movie. You talk about her act career. I'm just saying, when you say things, horrific actor, kind of actor, not a real person, married to a star, not a star. Ashton Kutcher is an actor. He's a star, bro. He's not some lame duck dude. And you're just out here throwing around stuff willy-nilly. Anywho, Nick Sirianni can't cook nothing. He's the guy that comes in the kitchen and says he needs a little bit of salt. And you say, okay, boss, and you wait till they leave and don't touch it. You do what you're doing out there, Kellen Moore. I don't want to hear nothing Nick got to say unless it's push-push or go for it on four. Otherwise, he ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Okay? Last year, if that was the case, then he's directly responsible for that trash offense that was put out there that was seventh ranked because L.A. Shore Park gets to say how good the offense was. I don't care when it was ranked. It looked terrible. I don't want to hear no parts of it. And I need to see how the offense is going to be, right? Like, if he's meddling around, you don't know who the problem is and how to fix it. So stay out of it. Let him do what he needs to do. And he needs to be in that picture. Kind of embarrassing for him because nobody's going to hire him again once he leaves this job.
I'm telling you, 2 years in a row, you can't miss that picture 2 years in a row. You can't do it. All right, Black Gritty, Trey Turner, what kind of season are we getting?
We're closer to the MVP than not. And, again, if you had him in leadoff, you'd have way more stolen bases, wouldn't you? If you didn't have somebody Tubby and Dubby slow in front of him. I mean, sometimes you get caught up in the line. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to argue Schwarber because Schwarber does what he does, and we win when he's in leadoff. So it is what it is. But Trey Turner is somebody who, again, you move to a new place, the vibe, and he had the yips. I kept saying he had the yips. I'd be like, it's not the yips. It sure looked like the yips to me because people stood up and clapped like seals, and next thing I know, this dude looks like Superman, okay? Like, he turned his clock around. He was just in a bad spot. That happens to people sometimes, especially in baseball. One thing dominoes on top of another. So if we just get averagely or above average Trey, we're going to be good to go. And if he goes nuclear for a month or so, we're good to go. So again,
that's true.
To MVP than not.
All right, give us a guess here. What's the movie?
The Fan, and I only got it because I know what's the name in that movie.
100%. The Crooker.
You got it, Black Gritty. You got it, man. You're headed to the game on Saturday. Good job,
well,
Black Gritty.
You can't trash talk Hughes Clues anymore. After
you
just won.
Well, that's
how
why that's
trash it
well,
and then win.
That's why he trashed it before he knew the
they
answer.
Let him write to the answer.
Yeah, he knew it. Yes, The Fan, which is one of the weirdest and most bizarre 90s
absolute
movies.
Absolute weird movie.
Robert De Niro is a psychopath in the movie. Wesley Snipes plays, I'm trying to remember his name in the movie. It was basically a fictional version of Barry Bonds.
Yeah, keep hearing that. So, yeah, with the earring and all the other good stuff and going to the Giants, yeah.
And he, I mean, if you've never seen it, it's about a crazy fan that, like, you think crazy, in them, but then De Niro is way even crazier than you think he is. And it takes a very odd twist, like, two different times. It's a movie that's like, it's on TV, you'll keep watching it, but boy, it's an odd
you're
one.
Like, wow.
It's a lot. You know what it is?
Really act like this.
It's different, Hugh. It's a lot. It's a lot for a movie.
All right. Different.
Yes. Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you expecting the MVP version of Trey Turner this season? Yes, 83%. No, at 17%. So a lot of optimism on Trey Turner.
Back. That's a hell of a bounce back for me because I got ratio yesterday, right? It was about that yesterday when I had – what was the take I had yesterday? Forgot what it was, but
it was something
back.
That ended up like 95-5 on the Twitter poll.
My bounce back game is pretty good.
I'm going to find it because I want to know what you – oh, it was about Will Smith as an actor. Do you think
that's what I got killed with.
95%-5. It is difficult to find anything that 95% of people agree on in anything. I mean, you can go outside and say, what color is the sky? And you won't get 5% of people to agree with you.
There's also the smartasses who want to vote for the obvious incorrect answer.
Yes. But man, Hugh, 95-5.
That's why I say my bounce back game was pretty good.
Just like Trey Turner's?
Yeah, my bounce back game is like impeccable today.
Yeah. But I mean, yesterday you just were wrong. He's an actor.
mean, flat out wrong.
I mean, most of these things are opinions. Yesterday, Will Smith has been acting for 3 decades.
He's a rapper.
He was.
Him and DJ that Jazzy Jeff. Shout out to Jeff. He's a rapper and DJ. He's the rapper. I'm the DJ.
This is our first Jazzy Jeff reference on the show.
Great album.
At least a while.
Yeah. Jazzy Jeff lives. He's not too far from the city. He lives in the city somewhere. Not in the city, but he's around.
You gonna get him on the show?
I mean, I can try. I can call him and say what are we gonna talk about. He'll probably talk about.
Well, no, I know we can ask him. Yeah. We can ask him
about Nick Sirianni.
Well, no, we'll ask him. Will Smith, is he an actor or a rapper?
Oh, okay, we can do that.
He would seem like he would know. Let's talk to Mark, who's up next at WIP. What's up, Mark?
Hugh, Joe Kyle, thanks for taking my call again. Hugh.
Yes.
As far as athletes to actors, you need to walk up that aisle and get your Oscar compared to Conor McGregor in freaking the new Roadhouse.
Did you watch it? I started to watch it, but I didn't.
Unless the assignment was, let's go play Popeye that's evil and constipated, I don't know.
See,
however, I still enjoyed it.
Because I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I like him. But
that's why I like it. It comes together in the end because the fight scene is spectacular.
Yeah, I kind of figured it would be that because they had Conor McGregor in like a prominent role.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I don't know if I can sit through this. I have to have a couple edibles.
Right away, it becomes a caricature and you just go with it. So it's not too bad.
Okay. I'm going to check it out.
Trey?
I don't know. Scott got me a little twisted because he's kind of right. I can't look at him and think. Why can't he play the position better than that? And like, I'm a loss, you know. Because like, yeah, I definitely flip him over, but I can't also get out of my head the World Baseball Classic and how that might have messed up his swing competitively facing worse pitchers than you would non-competitively in spring training, and then going right into the season with all those gaps in the lineup and everything. So, I mean, I'm trending up for Turner. I'm taking solace in what Ruben said, what you guys said about the effort he's given to defense, but that's been the defense has been my whole thing. And then I still can't get that, what WBC did to his swing going into.
Yeah. I mean, Hugh brought that up earlier, and that also got everyone even more excited. Like everyone was excited, Mark, because they signed a star player $300 million player who's been an all-star. It was like, man, they get an amazing top 10 in baseball player. And then the World Baseball Classic just sent that into overdrive because we saw him play like that. And then for whatever reason, for 4 months, that guy just wasn't here.
Yeah, but against sub-2A pitching and then.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a fair point. Yeah, I mean, the World Baseball Classic is fun, but it's a weird kind of like glorified spring training kind of thing. And, Mark, we appreciate it. But it did get everyone hyped up. By the way, officially, we got the clarification here on the Brazil Peacock Eagles thing.
What you got?
It is a Peacock game, but it will be over the air TV in local markets. So we will have it on TV in the Philadelphia area, and they will as well, whatever, Cleveland or whoever they play. Howard, by the way, throughout Cleveland or Green Bay. Did you hear that when he was with us?
Yes, he did. Because they didn't make. I guess they haven't figured out how they're going to do it yet.
They haven't announced it. He does think that announcement's going to come before the regular schedule announcement. Now, what's the guy's name? Hurst? Maurice Hurst was the Browns player 2 weeks ago who was on the Browns radio network and said, we're going to Brazil.
Yeah.
So everyone seems to think it is the Browns. The Packers would pop more as a season opening game. Like, that has big game feel to it. Two playoff teams in the NFC, two quarterbacks taken in the same draft. That would pop.
But the point that Howard made, I agree, is, like, that might be too big of a game in terms of standings, seeding.
In the NFC.
And that's a tough home game for us to lose. I'd rather lose a home game versus an AFC team than the Packers.
I agree. You know, it's better for the Eagles if it's the Browns. Yeah. I'd rather the Packers here later in the season when the game means more. I agree with that. But in terms of TV, especially if they want to sell Peacock, if the NFL wants people to subscribe to Peacock for the game, what's going to get more eyes on that game? The Green Bay Packers or the Cleveland Browns? It's the Packers.
Well, hold on. First of all, if the NFL wants people to subscribe to Peacock, people are going to subscribe to Peacock because they're going to put an NFL game on it.
I agree, but wait a second. There was a couple of games in the NFL playoffs this past year that were like, they chose the Chiefs and the Dolphins for that game.
My counter to that is, this is going to be the second game of the entire season.
It is.
Nobody's going to not watch this. Yeah, like, everyone's going to watch
it. No, I know people are going to watch it. I'm just saying, if they're going for the biggest draw, I just think that's Green Bay more than it would be.
I agree with that.
More than the Browns. Carl in Maple Shade. What's up, Carl?
Carl.
Yo, guys.
Hey, Carl.
You know, I don't want to implement this guy with my comment, but can somebody tell me why Howie is not investing in Hassan? I just think that there's something there, and I think there's something there within the circle of the league that knows what's going on, and that's not why he's getting no interest in anybody.
Well, there may be interest, Carl. It just hasn't led to – it hasn't been enough, right? It hasn't been enough to get to a trade. I'm sure there's some interest in Hassan Reddick. I mean, the guy's got nearly 30 sacks the last year.
Double-digit sack guy.
Yeah.
That's why I can't understand. The guy improves three positions on defense. He improves your pass rush, and he improves your corners. What is going on here?
Hugh, Carl wants answers. Carl wants answers on the Reddit.
This is terrible.
You know, Carl, we've been trying to figure this out for the last couple of weeks, man. And I to be honest, I don't have an answer. We've been speculating. We haven't been speculating. We've been speculating.
You know, a morning show caller brought that line up today and said,
what was that?
Like
what?
Hugh says, speculating.
Speculating. Yeah. We speculate.
Yep. I heard it driving.
That's what
in.
I'm doing.
Well, we're all doing it.
Speculate. This is serious. We have to put some attention to this. What in the world is going on?
What you want us to do, Carl? You want us to go call somebody? I try to call people, but a lot of times they don't call me back, especially about stuff like this. But I try to put out a phone call and be like, what's going on?
Carl, I mean, there also is a chance that the Eagles are wrong on this, that they view Reddick as a declining player and they don't think he's worth the money, and they're going to end up wrong. I mean, that's possible.
I don't buy any of that. You don't bring in Barkley and let go of Hassan.
Well, it seems like they're going to. I agree with you. It is bizarre.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You want to win the Super Bowl or not?
Carl, I want to win the Super Bowl. I hear. All right, Carl, quickly. Trey Turner, you expect an MVP level?
Close. I don't have to. He don't have to win it, but he has to play at that level. That's all I want.
You want to be in the conversation.
Yeah, and he's been in it three times this career. Carl, we appreciate it. He's gotten MVP votes. Last year was not one of them. I think that's, you know, winning it is a lot, right? Like, look at all the players in the National League. There's mm-hmm. Betts, and there's Ohtani, and there's Freeman, and there's Tatis, and there's Acuna. Yeah, and no one, I don't think, today expects him to win the MVP. Heck, Bryce is on his own team.
Yeah.
But be an MVP-level player. I think that's...
Be in the conversation that's being had about MVP players.
Get votes. I mean, you get 10 names on your ballot.
All you have to do is say, hey, that Trey Turner, well, he having a bounce-back year. Like, he off to a great start. Something like that. Just be in the conversation.
We know what that means. When you say an MVP-level player, he's playing like those guys. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop in. We come back with your phone calls on Trey Sirianni. Should they have any say at all in the Eagles' offense history? Plus, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. I'm very excited for this one. It's all coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.